these days, Seattle is home to more than 20 commercial breweries, and it's one of the top beer destinations in the country.
Here we go again at 7:37 in the morning talking about alcohol.
Well, if you have to, you have to.
Kurt Strame talks all about Seattle's beer and brewing history in his new book, Brewing in Seattle. He's on our Como Newsline. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Excellent. What makes Seattle so good for brewing?
Oh, let's see. Well, you know, it's cold about 9 months out of the year, and I think that forces a lot of people into their basements or garages, and I think a lot of people just started home brewing during the fall and winter months, and, you know, a lot of the local ingredients are grown here in Washington, so I thought it's a pretty good mix.
We have a pretty rich history when it comes to brewing, aside from Rainier and Olympia and beers like that, don't we?
Yes, yeah, it's, you know, prior to Prohibition, the Seattle Brewing and Malting Company, the makers of Rainier, was the single largest industrial enterprise in Washington and the sixth largest in the world.
When did you develop your affection for beer?
Well, obviously it was after I was 21.
Oh, of course.
Of course, yeah.
But, you know, I've always just loved beer and history. And after realizing there's never been a book just dedicated to its history, I thought, well, I might as well write one.
You brew your own at all?
I have an occasion with hit or miss results, but I usually just leave it to the professionals here at Washington.
Well, I mean, for those of us that have thought that would be kind of a cool thing to do, is it hard to do that?
You know, it's a lot of steps. It's not hard. It's fun. I mean, there's nice reward to it at the end. I mean, you get to drink your own beer. But, you know, it's mainly about keeping everything sterile and clean and just following the steps.
Well, you've piqued our interest this morning, and it doesn't take much on this topic. Kurt Strame has written this book, Brewing in Seattle, and there's a book release party coming up on October 29th, a week from today, at the Pike Brewing Company, beginning at 7 p.m. Thanks for spending some time with us.